gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
What? It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we just lift you up. We praise you. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us strong, keeping us with a positive attitude, even though things seem to bounce around from one to another. And it, clearly it is part of a war tactic, and we see that now. Most do not. And we praise you, Father God, for bringing us to a place of understanding, to understand that there's racial complexities that are associated with, and really outright lies and deception that's associated with where we are today in Israel and the dynamics, and then and understanding the end game, Father. If it wasn't for you leading us and helping us to understand things over time, building upon, you know, lines upon lines, precepts upon precepts, here a little, there a little, and building upon those understandings over time so that we were able to grasp the concepts before it led us into even a deeper understanding of how foul the darkness is, that's associated with the wars that are happening over in the Middle East. Father, we just praise you and thank you for bringing us to this place of understanding. We don't believe that everything that we perceive is perfect. For, you know, if anyone thinks they know anything, they know nothing yet as they ought to know, 1 Corinthians 8:2. But we praise you, Father God, because we wouldn't want you to look upon our heart, 1 Samuel 16:7b, and see in our hearts understanding that Jesus' time on the earth was for the establishment of the love covenant, and those commandments were given all throughout the Brit Hadasha, the New Testament. And we just thank you, Father, for helping us to understand that, you know, a new covenant is a contract. It's an eternal contract. A covenant is an eternal contract. And Jesus, you established that. And you've helped us to understand, even through the Apostle Paul in Galatians 3:28, that there is neither Jew nor Gentile, slave nor free, man nor woman, but we are all one in Christ. Helping us to understand the Schofield lie and the things that are deceiving and causing such great massive disagreements amongst the whole wide world right now. We just thank you, Father, and we also ask you in the name of Jesus, if there is anyone who shouldn't be listening to this program, make good eyes blind, good ears deaf, Don't let them see it. Don't let them progress. Blow up their equipment. Send angels down to protect us, Lord. We need that protection, we pray. Matthew 18:19, where two or more are gathered together on this earth asking anything that they do in Jesus' name, it shall be given them. And we stand upon those promises, Father God, because your word will not come back void. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will count us all worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, we pray that we will be brought straight up into the wedding supper and be glorified in a manner that is not something that we can express in words. We thank you, Father, for giving us the strength, Lord Jesus, for we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we thank you, Philippians 4:7. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Continue to strengthen us. Continue to keep us on that narrow path. And when we stumble a little bit to the left or to the right, hold us steady as we walk on that narrow path so that we will be ready for our imminent departure. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Father God, forever and ever. Thank you so much, Father God, forever and ever. Amen. All right, praise God. So again, I extend my apologies for having turned into a once a week show, it seems like. I really just cannot wait. I cannot wait until my job situation gets on course. Thank you for your prayers, okay? I do lift every one of you up in prayer. I really, really do. And for any of you who mention me by name in prayer, I'm asking the Lord for a tenfold anointing and blessing upon you and your family, even into eternity. See, God doesn't look at our lives as simply associated with our time here on earth. Our Heavenly Father, you know, when we read the Bible, we really, really have to try hard not to do the normal human thing, which is to think we're the only pebble on the beach, that everything's about us, God doesn't look at things the same way as that we do. And until we approach or get better at thinking of things from an internal standpoint, we'll always be, well, kind of wrong. And it's just a blessing to understand that this is really just the beginning. We're establishing the foundations right now of where we're going to land in heaven. It's a hierarchy. It's a kingdom. Okay. And everybody's not going to have the same, you know, rewards and inheritance and things like that. So we be encouraged too, because you got to understand the significance of the parable, the workers in the vineyard, and how even the ones that were late comers got the same amount of pay as the ones that have been doing it all their lives. So anyway, praise Jesus for that encouragement for all of us, because it's not too late. And you know, guess what? War is on. We're back to World War III right now. Now, I will admit this. People get really frustrated. Believe me, nobody understands it better than I do. Believe me. You know, we do have a tendency, our human tendencies are very difficult to completely shake. We're supposed to keep our mind stayed in things above and not on things of this world, Colossians 3. We're thereabouts, so look, you know, look around, round 3:3. But anyway, these dynamics are very hard to maintain. Okay, it's very difficult to have one foot on the earth and trying to maintain our lives the way that we have to. Otherwise, we're going to become homeless. We all know this. So it's real important right now for those of us, especially those of us who understand the things that are happening right now, to be praying for one another, which is why I pray for you, every one of you. Praise God. I don't even know who's out there listening. I get these emails once in a while from people that I've known for years and years, sometimes over a decade. And I'm like, oh, wow, what a wonderful blessing that person's still listening. And then there's new people, too, that I've never heard from. So if you ever, you know, just want to toss me an email or ask me a question or I mention something that's of interest to you, don't be shy. My email is jbaptist777@gmail.com. And yeah. You know, here we are. We're very, very close. There's a lot of people out there that are screaming, rapture, 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 rapture. You know, before I was kind of, you know, waved it off. But I'm really starting to feel pretty powerfully about it we're getting so close, folks. Okay, so one of the benefits, it's very, very hard to explain, but one of the benefits of being so unbelievably busy to try to meet a deadline at work is that I have to go heads down. When I'm going heads down, that means nobody can talk to me. I turn off all alerts on my thing. I think sometimes it irritates people that I work with. But, you know, I told my boss, man, I got to concentrate. You know, this is a, I said in so many words that this is a dorked up document and it needs a lot of corrections. And this is a very important, you know, $4 billion customer. So anyway, long story short, I'm hoping, you know, through your prayer, through the power of Christ and my heads down attitude and actions will help me to close out the edits. I still got about 20 pages to go. I totally burned out. I was very sad on Friday when I looked at how far I had made it because it wasn't very far. The problem is that people have different attitudes about things, you know, like the word integrity. You know, there a lot of people that are highly technical look at the word as, and I'm just sharing this with you to give you an idea of what I'm dealing with. They take the word integrity and they think that it means you have to have a cryptograph. For those of you who are technical, you'll totally understand this. For those of you who are not technical, you will have no idea what I'm saying, and I might as well be speaking in Swahili, bona asa fiwe, hallelujah. So anyway, you know, when highly technical people will look at the word integrity and they will think that it means cryptographic hashing. But unfortunately, that's really not as simple as it is. In their mind, it is. And so then I have to go back and correct all that language that's implying that there has to be cryptographic hashing, when in reality, integrity can be maintained through permissions. So if nobody can get to the system, break into the system, edit the system, or any of those kinds of things, because you have strong permissions wrapped around it, you're going to have integrity by virtue of the access controls. But I can't get this through to people. And it's making my hair fall out. I'm almost totally bald now. I'm like one of those, you know, I don't know, Bahudore. You know, one of those who's down in Whoville that has like one little hair coming out of the top of his head. Okay, it's not that bad yet, but it practically is. Well, no. It depends. I have bad hair days, and sometimes I'm like, where'd all my hair go? But anyway, that's all beside the point, because I really don't need any hair. But I don't want to scare myself, because sometimes I have bags under my eyes because I'm really tired and I look a little bit like Uncle Fester and I'm like, oh yeah, oh, yeah. No, I don't want to even go there. All right, praise God. Hopefully you got a smile out of that, because you got a lot of interesting news. You know, I there are people out there, I know them, some of them are friends of mine, you know, or pretty close as you can be from as a remote friend. You know, people get to their wit's end. You know, they're sick and tired of being lied to, and it's not just a little bit of lies. It's so many lies. It's like, it seems to me that Drake OT and his entire collection of slaves under duress, because he's Drake OT is not afraid to tell them that he's going to kill them. But you heard on the last program, you know, that general, excuse me, I'm having one of those digestive moments. I needed a boost up. You know, being at the age of 64 and wanting to lose weight, I needed a boost up. And so I did some studies and found out that after the age of blankety blank or whatever, 50 something, that men's testosterone goes way down. Now, in very long story short, I am pumping up my testosterone at the pathetically old age of, you know, where's my walker? Give me a cane. But anyway, and my, you know, older people laugh at me and say, you're just a pup and all that kind of stuff. You know, everything is relative. Einstein was right about that. But anyway, the point is, I'm pumping up my testosterone because it's going to jack up the power of my digestive system and also the efficiency of my metabolism, which I've already seen a difference in. And that, that will give me an edge up, because I need every edge up I can get, because I want to get this weight off. I have a target set and I'm going for gold. All right, praise Jesus. So anyway, okay, so we have a lot to talk about right now. This is one of those dynamics where we were kind of floating along over the last several days while I was heads down, and there just wasn't a lot of stuff going on. I mean, let's put it this way. It's a combination of it's very, very effective censorship and occasional leaks coming out Oh my goodness, they are blowing up, you know, they Aramco, you know, Saudi Arabia's Aramco oil-producing facility and the pipeline, which pumps over 700,000 gallons, or what is it, barrels, I guess they weigh it or measure it against. And that's shut down. That got blown up. There was more stuff going on, I believe, in Kuwait. And there was a whole lot of ceasefire breaking going on between our favorite entity, Net and Satan, you, otherwise known as Melyuski. But anyway, or Melikowski. But anyway, they continued to bomb, even, and then there was claims, there was, you know, because, of course, we're talking about pathological liars here, claims, of course, you know, coming out from Levitt and all the other entities that are walking around there in that horrible satanic capacity that they are, you know, telling people that, oh, you know, Lebanon was never included in the ceasefire. Well, I personally, somebody had dug up the actual letter that came from Pakistan, who was their foreign minister, had said, here's the written proof. And it made its way onto Twitter. Now, of course, you have to grab it sometimes at 4 o'clock or 3:30, whatever, in the morning, because their censorship, you know, the people that do the censorship and they black out or delete. We've actually had situations where we were physically doing a screen scrape of the actual post, and the post would like suddenly just disappear. Gone. I mean, it was like, you know, having this really delicious, you know, king-size payday bar in your hand, and all of a sudden it just disappears. And you're like, whoa, hey, that, I love payday bars, that kind of thing. So anyway, that's how serious it is. So, well, the people that are doing the deletions obviously do not wake up, and probably a lot of them are in California, so that gives you a little bit more time. I'm sure some of them are in different locations, and I don't really care. At the end of the day, the censorship is unbelievable. We have to deal with that, and we got to be faster than the censors. We have to get, I have to wake up at 3 o'clock, 3:30 a.m. in the morning. It's very difficult because my job and everything else, you know, and I'm like, you know, but that testosterone stuff is starting to help, so I'm actually having energy at the end of the day, which seemed to be an impossible mountain to climb for me, and now I'm starting to look up and praise God for that. So so before I get a whole bunch of emails from people, men especially, you know, say, well, what do you do? What are you doing? You know, are you getting shots? What are you doing? I'm just going to tell you. There's a ball. You can go and get a supplement called DIM, D Dog India I. M. Mary, DIM. And what that does is that reduces estrogen levels that start to occur in men over the age of whatever, 55, 58, whatever. All right, and then you take the DIM to DIM, the estrogen. Then you can get, NutriCost has a testosterone complex, which I take three of, you know, it requires you to take three pills a day of that. It's just, it's a package of different herbal supplements that are known through testing to increase testosterone. DHEA, I take one pill of that. That's also another one that is known and has been tested to increase testosterone. And then I take another one called KSM, that's kilowatt Sierra Michael dash 66, which is a type of ashwagandha that has been tested in clinical trials and all that kind of stuff to raise your testosterone. So if you are one of those guys that just flabbing out in your 60s and you want to try to turn things around a little bit, there's your list, okay? But of course, you got to take the other stuff too. Your COQ10, that's also contributes to it. Berberine, take a double, triple dose of that. Berberine is amazing. Green tea, believe it or not, has been clinically proven to burn fat. So again, you can shift your whole metabolism in a way that it works in your favor and it reduces the aging stuff. Okay, I have given you the formula. Hopefully you wrote it down or you can rewind and listen. Praise Jesus. So anyway, all right, off we go. So we're 18 minutes into the program right now. I have no doubt in my mind that this is going to be a two-hour episode. At least I'm pretty sure about that, because I want to be able to play for you some of the things that are going on. Now, in a nutshell, it's mostly just been a bunch of back and forth and back and forth and back and forth about the ceasefire claims. arguments about Israel breaking the ceasefire immediately, or even while the ceasefire. So while the ceasefire was taking place, while they were trying to initiate this ceasefire, which, you know, of course, was being played by Draco T. Why? To grease, to cause millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars to appear magically into the portfolios of all of these entities that are expecting to flee the United States, which Netanyahu refers to as Rome. He goes into this little spiel about how, you know, we failed, we, the Jews, failed to, you know, conquer Rome, but they're not going to fail this time, and they're going to destroy Rome. Well, what he's talking about is he's talking about the United States of America, because this is the only country in the world right now that has what's known as a constitutional republic, which was exactly what Rome. So this country's, the United States of Babylon the Great's governmental system is modeled directly after Rome. Netanyahu has his plan is to completely obliterate the West. His plan is to completely do exactly what Draco T is doing. This is the plan. So when you hear people like Scott Ritter expounding upon, well, we have to end the war because that's just what we got to do, unfortunately, they can't fathom the reality of the end game. General Wesley Clark, he cannot fathom the reality of the end game. All of these people that are out there, Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, you know, Alex Jones, take your pick, they can't fathom the reality of the end game. Unless you understand what the end game is, which, by the way, was documented in the New Atlantis by the Rosicrucian Sir Francis Bacon back in the 1600s, this plan has been in place for a really long time, because the Phoenix Bird, which, by the way, was the biggest, most amazing float during the 2012 Olympics in the United Kingdom, the Phoenix Bird has to be burned to the ground, and out of the dust rises the New World Order. So you got to get the global superpower that, you know, sees themselves as a police force, but in fact are actually, you know, terrorists of, you know, so it's us, you know. Isn't it fascinating that Babylon the Great creates the terrorist? Israel, the Khazarian mafia, they, the entities that they are, the Ashkenaz, the ones that worship and follow the Babylonian Talmud, they are in charge of everything, and they're also ensuring, making absolutely sure that nothing gets in their way, and they'll kill you. And you know, DJ, you know, Draco T knows this. And then Draco T tells people like Pam Bondi and the other people that are, that have been placed under his control, hey, I'm going to kill you. And simple as that, I'm just going to have you killed. So you're going to do what I tell you to do, or you're going to die. When people are threatened with it, especially unbelievers, when true unbelievers, and you can't connect, you cannot, please do not believe, not even for a nanosecond, that anybody that's in the administration of Babylon the Great, with their dual citizenship and AIPAC controllers, and, you know, why do they have to, why do they need that? They need to be able to jump ship and go somewhere else when this Babylon the Great is destroyed. Now, all this was captured by Dmitry Dudeman and his visions, Henry Groover and his visions around 1988 on the Prophecy Club. Also, A.A. Allen, a very well-known divine healer, saw missiles, or, you know, jumping out of the water. He said, like fish, but when they exploded, it looked like Hiroshima. Well, he didn't understand it, because in 1954, they didn't have submarine-launched nuclear missiles, okay? Yeah, so when you put all this stuff together, we already know what the end is. For the United States of Babylon the Great, which, by the way, is spoken of all throughout Revelation. Okay, so anyway, without getting into the details of all of that, because you know what, I'm focused directly, I hope you are too, focused directly on the barley harvest. Okay, the first fruits, barley harvest. You have the three major harvests of the ancient Hebrews, which are barley, wheat, which is you know, what's known as the final harvest, and that's going to happen during the day of the Lord. So after the 3 days of darkness, okay, sun turns black as sackcloth of hair, Revelation 6, 12. Okay, after that, okay, for 40 days after that, the Christians that are still alive and haven't been Isaiah 57:1, okay, they are going to come out with, and they're going to be shining. Isaiah 60 verses 1, 2, and 3 talks about how they will shine. They will have light. that emits from their bodies because they are partially transformed because they stayed in their chambers for a little while until the indignation had passed. Isaiah 26, 20, I think. But anyway, praise God, which is reflective back to Isaiah 13, which is where our Heavenly Father calls the multitude of you know, multitude of the many, you know, from the ends of the Shamayim. Well, you know, those are aliens, you know, and he brings them to earth. Our Father brings them to earth for the slaughter of the unrighteous during the 3 days of darkness, which, of course, and that's a whole other thing. I mean, I could go on. I've covered these things in great detail over the last 14 years of radio shows, quickly approaching 15 in July. And I'm sorry, but I just, because of my you know, if somebody can think of a way to get a stork to drop, like, all I need is about, I don't know, I think I can survive until the rapture with $1 million. So if you can pray for a stork to just drop $1 million, God doesn't work that way. I know, I'm just being facetious. But anyway, it is what it is. We have to work with what we got. And that's also, to me, this is a marker. This is a... it's a significant spiritual marker to help us to understand how close we actually are. Excuse me. So anyway, so I'm just going to go ahead and plow through some of these dynamics, but I wanted you to be aware of some of this stuff before we, you know, get deep into it. Praise Jesus. So anyway, let's go ahead and start just hammering our way through this. Boy, oh boy. It's like, and I just want you to know this, I say it all the time, forgive me, please, I can't wait to catch up at work, I hope that I do, and that it will give me more time to do special shows. All right, praise Jesus. But anyway, keep in mind also that at tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle, you can go and scroll down where the guy has the headphones on with his ooh-looking thing, and all the shows are published there on that website. You can listen to them there, or you can sign up for the emails, and you can listen to them through the emails. If you listen to it through the emails, then you're going to be listening to them directly from my Google Drive. If you are listening to them on the website, you're going to be listening to them directly from the website. So those are actually two completely different sources that you can listen to these programs, and you can forward them over to whoever you feel might listen, but nowadays I'm not so sure anybody's going to listen anymore. Situation is red alert when it comes to that kind of stuff. There's a lot of people saying things out there that shouldn't be saying what they're saying because they're not correct. Okay, and that's okay, though. You know, God doesn't, thank you, Jesus, the Lord doesn't punish us or, you know what I mean, or take away inheritance and rewards and all that kind of stuff if we're wrong about our assumptions, unless it tarnishes our heart. See, if you buy off on the things that are being said in the evangelical churchianity system, where they're dancing around in front of the Star of Remphan, and they're like all happy because, you know, tens of thousands of babies are being crushed under rocks, I don't see that as something that Jesus is going to be all too pleased about. But maybe I'm wrong. No, I don't think so. Anyway, praise God. As a matter of fact, this kind of thing is the kind of thing it takes a person like me. It has a spinny-winny mind, and I'm like thinking about it from this point of view, that point of view, that point of view, that point of view. What happens if this happens? What happens if that happens? I don't know. And then my whole head goes like this. It's just, you know, I don't know what to think sometimes. Except
hey, human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, that's hysteria.
I wonder if Bill Murray, during the filming of Ghostbusters, realized how prophetic that was. I don't know. But anyway, let's go ahead and try to chisel our way forward through these things. Here we go.
Not normal.
All right, praise God. So it's really, really difficult to try to figure out where I should start. So let me just, oh gosh, there's so much trivia ad infinitum that can be chatted. You can make a whole show out of almost every one of these headlines. Okay, so anyway, gosh, we're at an extinction level event. Okay, I'm going to start right here. Now, you're going to hear some clips from Alex Jones on this program. A lot of people are very hardcore There's a lot of people that are very hardcore. I'll just call them hardcore. They're not quick to forgive, and that's okay, unless, of course, it has to do with forgiving in association with your salvation, because anybody who has unforgiveness in their heart is going to hell. Simple as that. Okay. Now, but a lot of people, they're like, well, once a person lies to me, that's all right. I'm going to cut them off. I don't want anything to do with them or whatever. Now, what's true about Alex Jones as a fact was that he was highly misguided regarding Donald Trump, and he supported Donald Trump blindly. For somebody who knew and has known as much as he has known over the last 20 years, plus, he should have seen the hand signals and things like that that other people saw, but he wouldn't. He just couldn't accept it. He wanted to win. His whole life has been the greatest dream is to win back the United States and everything to just become honky-dory and to completely conquer the elite and the elitist and the globalist and all that kind of stuff, all right? So he went on a many, many, many months. I mean, I don't even know how many months, but it was a lot of months, like 2 years, 3 years, where he would just basically sucked a big toe of Donald Trump. You know, he just like worshipped him, and and people around him and the administration, they need to stop confusing Donald Trump. And it was so much defense for Trump. And I thought to myself, man, he's either gone blind on purpose or spiritual blindness or whatever. But what helped the situation very much so was recently Donald Trump. Draco T recently released, it is becoming more and more evil. Okay. It, the entity that looks like Drake, you know, who we've been talking about, the appearance. And then of course the whole thing with Netanyahu, is Netanyahu really alive? You know, they're so good with those masks. I took a study of that. You may not have, maybe you did, but I listened to about a 20-minute dialogue. It was a teaching, really, from somebody who was a very senior officer in the Central Intelligence Agency of the United States, and they were explaining how the masks worked. And the conclusion was that they had refined the technology so good that a person could put on the mask and the voice changing device, and they could literally sit with their very best friends at a table, close together, shoulders to shoulder, and their friends could not tell. Their friends thought it really was Netanyahu. And then of course you got the cloning dynamics, you've got all kinds of other creepy things that are going on and have been going on for a really long time. But our level of awareness, I'm talking about the level, we've known about it for 15 years and more, but I think our level of awareness of how effective it is and how pervasive, or, you know, how it's everywhere. It's ubiquitous when it comes to the satanic lying that's going on out there. So I still question whether or not Netanyahu is alive. I've seen, but AI is so powerful, folks. There is so much lying going on. That Chinese guy, I forget his name, that professor that comes out and gives you all these fantastic details that are 100% true, they've stolen his identity and placed it on AI, so now he's all over X. His facsimile in AI is all over X, telling lies, pumping up things to make him look 10 times worse than they actually are. I'm sure he's very not happy about that. They're doing it with a lot of people. So I still am not entirely convinced that Netanyahu, or the entity that calls itself Netanyahu, Meliakowski, okay, I'm not convinced that it's not a mask. I've seen too many of the military leadership meetings on videos where they're speaking, you know, Yiddish or whatever to one another in a room about what their strategy is going to be, and he's absent. He's not there. And that's never been the case. For 5, 6, 7, 8 years that you would monitor these things, you would never see a convening of the senior military leadership of the Khazarian mafia, okay, without him there. He was always there. As a matter of fact, I've seen when a bomb blew up that particular meeting room, and or at least one that looked very much like it. And, you know, it kind of did look like Netanyahu was in there getting pummeled by rocks that were falling from above. But, you know, who knows for sure? You know, there's no way. There's way too much lying. There's way too much AI. And the AI, oh, man, has it become good. It's practically impossible. Now, they do have AI detectors out there. So if you want to pay $5.99 a month or whatever the case is, you can actually get, you know, professional grade AI detection engines, and you can feed it just about anything, and it'll tell you, you know, what percent or whether or not it's AI and all that other stuff. So there's a lot of that going on, but it's almost impossible to decipher your way past a lot of the stuff that makes it out there. So you have to use, you know, critical thinking skills. You've got to look at the total number of people. Where are they coming from? You know, are you listening to people who live over in Lebanon? Are you listening to people who live over in Saudi Arabia? Are you listening to people who live in Bahrain? Are you listening to people who are actually fluent in Farsi, they're expat Iranians that are listening in and they know everything that's going on? You know, who are you listening to? And is it a good cross-section of different people over in the Middle East so that you're able to get the actual videos that go along with their claims? When you do that kind of thing and you look at the various numbers, the likelihood that when the reports line up, the likelihood that they are correct goes through the roof. But a lot of people don't know how to tune their Twitter feeds. Now, a lot of people are listening to YouTube right now because for some reason the CIA-owned YouTube, you know, stuff is allowing a lot more stuff that they did not allow before. How that works, who's who in the zoo, why one is being censored more than another, I don't get it. I'm just working my way as best as I can through the stuff that leaks through early in the morning, praise God. So I'm going to go ahead and share a bunch of this with you as we plow our way through it. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So let me see here. All right. So you're going to hear a couple of clips from Alex Jones because... When Draco T has been getting extremely angry. Now, the reason why Draco T has been getting he gets extremely angry all the time. He always has. He's always had, like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to take, you heard that audio where he said, you know, I don't want to hear about the Epstein files, you know, I'll take you all down with me, you know, I'll start a war or something. I should have put that on the soundboard. But I didn't. I can go find it. But anyway, praise God. So he's a very deadly killer. Very deadly killer. Always has been. In fact, he was the one that turned in Epstein. Now, I don't think that he realized that they were going to swap out his body and fake it, you know, suicide him and all that kind of stuff and disappear him. There are still people that believe in that Epstein was killed, but no, he wasn't. For those of us who pay attention to the analysis of the shape of the ears, the shape of the nose, and things that they do to help us to understand that it wasn't a real, you know, it was somebody else. So anyway, he's alive, but he's doing a pretty good job hiding, and then they found that body double driving around in, a convertible over in the West Palm Beach area, so everybody's like, look, it's Epstein, he's really alive, and then the guy comes forward. It's all part of the confusion factor. They want everybody to be confused beyond being functional. The more confused we are, the better it is for them because they can continue to do. So even while they're going over in their meeting, who are they? Okay, Witkoff, Jared Kushner, some other people probably. I don't know every single person. They went over and met with the leadership of Pakistan, who supports Iran but wanted to see a peaceful end of this war situation. And I saw the letter that came from the Pakistani foreign minister. It did mention that they needed to leave Lebanon alone as a condition. I saw it in pure writing, okay? And people were talking about it like crazy all over X. Now, has it been deleted now? You can bet your sweet bibby it has. All right, so that's why I always take screen scrapes and save them so that I can prove it if I wanted to. And I just, like I said, anyway, I'm just going to keep on going because, listen, this could be an all-day event. I know you don't got the time. I know I don't got the time. We got to kind of divvy it up. Praise God for our jobs, even though we dread going to them nowadays. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So anyway, let's go ahead and 25th Amendment breaking Lawrence O'Donnell looked. Okay. All right. I'm going to start right here. I believe this is a Jones. Yeah, this is an Alex Jones thing. All right. So don't, again, you're going to hear a number of those clips, because what happened was Drake OT attacked Jones, Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, and who was the other person? There was a fourth one. Anyway, attacked them in a severe way. I mean, called them names and ridiculed them and all that kind of stuff that a three-year-old reptilian would do. Okay, an entity that is losing its mind ought to be Article 25. Oh my gosh, if you had any idea how many lawmakers in Babylon the Great that are already writing up articles of impeachment against Draco T right now, because he's totally whacked. Okay, but and something happened, you know, that Chabad Lubavitch, black magic, you know, Kabbalah stuff that they do while they're killing and drinking blood and other horrible things, they've obviously strongly affected what little humanness that might have existed in Draco T earlier. But you know what, when I even go back and listen to him talk on like the Tonight Show on clips, you know, he was still sick in the head back then too, and doing things that are all over the thousands of entries of the Epstein files, and they're leaking them out little by little. Oh yeah, and of course there's the whole Melania thing. I told you folks, she was 16 years old on the Lolita Express when Draco T started his relationship with her on the plane. Okay, and all this stuff has been documented by, you know, like a long, long time ago in Michael Wolff's Fire and Fury, episode number 22, that you can listen to, where he's actually talking to a live Epstein. Okay, he's talking to Epstein in person, and you can listen to that on Spotify for free. All right, it's called episode 22, Jeffrey Epstein interview. Okay. And they talk openly about all these things. So I knew about it, but there's even more research that's come out recently. Evidently, Melania has a Spanish friend that got, they were like best buds, BFFs, totally. Super friends. And then something happened to get in between them, and it was, I don't really understand all the details, but they had the split. Okay, and she was a Spanish supermodel, and she moved down to South America. Well, they're not friends anymore. And they are at, you know, two rabid dogs fighting. And this woman is coming forward and she's saying, I got all the goods on Melania. I know everything that she's done. And I got nothing stopping me from coming forward with all of that information, which, of course, is an invitation for the Mossad to cap you. So, or what they call the double tap. But anyway, it's really, really hard, and I understand this, for us to, you know, keep our mind stayed on things above and not on things of this world, and continue to remember that we are not from here. We are not staying here. Okay? We are very, in the eyes of our Heavenly Father, we are precious. Really, we are. And all we have to do is try as hard as we can. Don't get puffed up. Don't develop any presumptuous sin. Remember that God is close to those who have a contrite spirit. Please look up the word contrite. And understand that in the parable of the tax collector and the Pharisee, Jesus made it very clear. You have to have the heart of the tax collector, who knew he was unworthy to make it. All right, praise God. All right, so anyway, we got to plow through these things, so let's go ahead and start hitting it. All right, so Jones, after Jones was directly and publicly attacked, along with Carlson, along with Candace Owens, and of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene's always tossed in there with all kinds of F-bombs and things like that. So anyway, these are landmark behaviors of a Christian that's being prayed for in the Oval Office all the time, right? Right? Think it through. All right. Praise God. So let's go ahead and plow through some of these. All right. So anyway, so after Jones was attacked, he was already in the process of coming around. But to him, it was like yanking the rug out from underneath his universe. It meant that everything he suffered through Sandy Hooks, the trials, all the things, his entire war against the globalist, it was devastating. Emotionally, utterly, totally devastating to this man. Okay? He had to win the war against the globalist. That was that's the whole reason for him to be alive. That's the way he sees it. Okay? So to let go of Trump and to acknowledge what's really going on, unbelievably devastating emotionally to him. Now, and he definitely owes a massive apology to Owen Schroyer, but that's a whole other story. So I'm going to play a couple of these clips because he's woken up. Okay, he's totally woken up. Now he does have a proclivity to bounce around and become confused. Why? I don't know. Maybe he's taking too many of his supplements or something. But anyway, I'm going to play some of his clips because they're very relevant to the stuff that has happened over the last handful of days. So here we go. And I'm just going to kind of plow through these things. I will skip some and play a lot. So here we go. Praise Jesus. All right. Clip. And of course, this is subject to censorship. So hopefully it's still there. Okay. All right, hold on. All right, something's wrong with that, and I see what it is. Praise you, Jesus. Okay, hold on. Bring me back. All right.
Compared to existential threat, how do we 25th Amendment his ass?
The problem is to get the 25th Amendment's harder than impeachment. You have to get two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the
Senate.
So
what do we do?
Tackle Trump and pretend, let him pretend he's president and publicly report that he's going through a health issue and Vance take over. It literally needs to be something like that. It's that bad.
I've known you a long time. You've never called for a internal coup before.
Ever. But that's how dangerous this is. That's how risky it is for the whole world.
Yeah, if I was the Democrats, I'd stop poking Trump and messing with him. That only makes it worse. Like, you guys need to watch out. This isn't a guy acting like he's crazy. This is real.
Well, what's there going to be to take over in 2026 or 2028 if this hits the fan? If we get it, he's threatening an extinction level event for the people of Iran tomorrow. Dude, does nobody think there'll be any blowback from that? If he follows through on that, the whole world is screwed.
You were saying during the break, there's other ways to do this. People need to just not just tell him the truth, like Susie Wall said. It's time to just not. Say what you just said.
Yeah, well, legally and constitutionally, the vice president is an independent elected official. The same is legally and constitutionally, the only oath any member of the military takes, any member of the State Department takes, any member of the intelligence community
Okay, so anyway, that got cut off because it was a snippet from a much bigger show, but I thought that was highly relevant because a lot of people, I didn't, because there's a lot of people in Congress right now in the United States of Babylon the Great that are going, 25th Amendment, Articles of Impeachment, blah, 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 blah. And of course, you know, the Melania stuff, you know, she took it upon herself to start, you know, trying to proactively defend herself. That was happening while DJT, Draco T, was in some sort of a war meeting that completely caught him off surprise, which made him go on the rampage on True Social, where he attacked Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, and probably MJT. I can't remember. He always attacks her. He always tosses her in there. But anyway, it's just like back in 2016, how I used to rant about how he's acting like a 3-year-old. And you know what's fascinating? I was right all the time, but I didn't know it. And then, it started sounding like the things he was saying were actually on the up and up there for a while, tricking everybody, setting them up, lining up the MAGA people. And the MAGA people don't change their minds very easily because they're old. You know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks kind of thing. It's just one of those things. So we just have to take what we got and make the best that we can make out of it. I used to say to one, I don't want to go down that. That's a rabbit hole. I'm going to avoid that rabbit hole. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up. Praise Jesus. All right, Justin, United States Senator, crying Iran now controls the strait. So again, it says, Justin, United States, this is from a few days ago, so this is 4 days ago, that Iran controls the Strait of Hormuz. In fact, it says, and I quote to you, and it was on CNN, so they had a ticker across the bottom, all right, and it says, quote, Trump has agreed to give Iran control of the Strait of Hormuz. That is extraordinary. If this agreement gives Iran the right to control the strait, it will be catastrophic to the world. All right, so again, I did not hear the actual CNN report, but I did see the write-up on that, and I thought that that was very relevant. Now, since then, I have done some homework. While Iran is not a signatory of the agreement, there's actually an agreement that gives each country sovereign territory of 20 miles of water around their country's border. Unfortunately, Oman and Iran have control by virtue of these treaties, because the most skinniest part of the Strait of Hormuz is only 21 miles across. Okay, so I was wrong, and for that I will eat crow. Come here, which one's first? You're looking pretty yummy. Okay. Hey, Spanky, why don't you go ahead and figure out which one I gotta eat? Okay. All right. Okay, Spanky, don't torture him. All right, praise God. So anyway, let's see here. So very important to note that they do technically according to treaties, but they're not a signatory of the treaties. So it's kind of weird. But anyway, and of course, in my personal opinion, if you have the ability to block something that could destroy the world, that has to be overridden in the treaty. So they obviously left out some clauses that should have been in the treaty in the first place. There needs to be a clause in there that says, except when that 20-mile distance, affects the entire global, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, so you understand where I'm heading with that. I just wanted to share that with you. All right, so praise God. So again, right after the claim of they're working toward the ceasefire, there was a lot of complaints, and you should see, I actually have a video that I saw where a young girl, a teenager, was walking through Beirut. Now, there's a lot of people out there that are hyper opinionated, and they say things that they really shouldn't ought to say just because a certain series of experiences occurred to them. Again, we can't clump a whole... Do you have any idea how many civilizations live in Lebanon? Do you have any idea how many civilizations live in Iran? Why is it that the Khazarian mafia, the Chabad Lubavitch Babylonian Talmud entities, the Synagogue of Satan, SOS, why is it that they love blowing up Jews? They love it. They target them because they're blowing up the ones that are the sons of Jacob. And the sons of Jacob Jews don't want nothing to do with the fake Star of Remphan 1947 group. It's a whole setup. That's a whole satanic setup. I believed it, but lines upon lines, precepts upon precepts, here a little, there a little. And we're there. All right. So anyway, so I'm just going to, I don't have a choice, so we're just going to continue to plow through these. I already know, here we are at the 51-minute mark, that we're going to blow easily into a second hour. So let's go ahead and kill that one and see. UAE. A will be flattened. Fire is on the way. So I'm going to explain this. As I'm going doing my doom scrolling, looking for any sign, what's going on out there? Everything is censored. We don't know what's happening. Some of the folks that I hang out with in the background, we're analyzing things. Well, they'll find a YouTube channel that's talking about it, and it's very difficult to track it. Simple as that. It is very, very. So occasionally there'll be a siren and a claim that a bomb went off in Saudi Arabia, which it did. Aramco's down. Saudi Arabia just basically came out and said, we're not going to do any oil. We're done. Because of the damage that was done to the Aramco operation and the pipeline was that severe. So there are a lot of things that have happened in the destruction in this war that cannot be reversed. So for all intents and purposes, what happened at the meeting in Pakistan was completely irrelevant. In fact, as all the preparations and lies were being exchanged to entice Iran into coming over and meeting in Pakistan, the United States of Babylon the Great was sending C-130s full of troops, full of equipment, untold numbers of them. As a matter of fact, there are people that spend time, they have the the talent, the know-how to use flight tracker information, and they know the special symbols or whatever, you know, the designations for the various types of planes, and they can filter it so they can see only the C-130 traffic. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. There's no doubt in my mind that the whole thing over that happened in Pakistan that failed, by the way, completely failed miserably. Okay, Iran walked out on it. In fact, Trump had threatened to kill all of the Iranian dignitaries that went over to meet in Pakistan. He basically said something along the lines of, if they don't agree this time, I'm just going to kill them. Well, then they decided they're not going to fly back on a plane because their plane's going to get shot down. So they're taking some sort of covert route back from Pakistan into, and Pakistan's right there beside Iran. So it's like trivial for them to find an alternate route and not be under the danger of the evil of a very powerful, sinister, sick, twisted Draco reptilian that's sitting on the board of directors of Satan himself, right there beside Milkowski. But anyway, or the facsimile thereof. Okay? Oh, just what a weird world. We just can't let ourselves forget that there were six fake Bidens. Biden died in 2019. Do the math. And remember the one that had his stilt legs at the very end, came walking out? It's like a foot taller than his supposed wife. Oh, gee. This is, it's just unbelievable. Oh. Anyway, so we're going to continue to plow. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. All right. So Wall Street Journal reports that Iran's Navy has warned vessels that the Strait of Hormuz could face destruction if they try to enter the Strait of Hormuz. Now, here's what I'm going to do. That goes all the way back to April 8th, and I'm going to take I'm going to look at my thing here, 9, 10, 11. Okay, so I'm going to get rid of these. This one, and I did tell you, and it's correct, and I can prove it, and I can publish it on the website if I have time, which I never do. I'll do the best that I can. But until I get this dagnabbit report done, I mean, this is a job-threatening situation for me, so it's really... Doing 20 pages sounds like it's not a lot until you realize how many errors are in there. Anyways. So, let me go ahead and move forward from April 9th, okay? All right. So, again, listen to this. I'm going to play this for you. I got a lot of clips that are audio-based, so let's go ahead and take advantage of that.
Actually heard from the UN human rights chief. He says the scale of killing in Israeli strikes on Lebanon on Wednesday is horrific. We know this has been such a deadly day for Lebanon. What sort of situation are the people in, and how difficult is this moment?
Yes, I mean, Jono laid it out really clearly that whatever disagreement, confusion or lack of clarity there is around the ceasefire agreement, what is crystal clear is the toll that this is exacting, these continued strikes by Israel on civilians in Lebanon, because you've had in the wake of this ceasefire agreement, Israel continuing to strike Lebanon. You've had it described as the heaviest day of strikes so far, more than 100 people killed in a single day. We've seen images, Leanne, emerging from the ground of people being pulled from the rubble, children in the arms of rescuers. These are areas, you know, when I've reported across Lebanon in the past, you know, areas like the Bekaa Valley, where you have people who have been displaced multiple times, now being displaced again by these strikes. You also have strikes taking place in Beirut that are taking place in heavily residential areas. So, you know, the death toll, according to reports from the ground, is likely to climb even higher. And look, I think Lebanon's a country where the wounds of wars past are visible everywhere you go. It's been through so much turmoil. And it's once again a country that's paying the price, not for being a country in its own right of families and schools and children and ordinary lives, but it's become again a battleground for other countries' wars. And I think, you know, Israel is asserting that the reason for this military action is to target Hezbollah areas, to target the group itself. Where the sort of military justification falls short, though, is when you look at the impact that this is having, in particular amongst civilian children. You have UNICEF warning before today's heavy strikes that the equivalent of one classroom of children have been killed every single day in Lebanon since the start of this war. You've had the Lebanese health minister say 130 children have been killed since March 2nd. The impact on children is undeniable. The impact on civilians is undeniable. So whatever government language is used, depending on which country you're looking at right now, whatever the disputes around the ceasefire terms, the impact on civilians in Lebanon as a result of these continued strikes by Israel is absolutely indisputable.
All right. So, of course, they're showing videos of the impacts and everything, and I saw several of them. And they're turning it into Gaza. It's just another form of Gaza. It's total. See, this is one of the reasons why I respect Putin. I also respect the fact that he's going to eventually level this country with submarine-launched nuclear missiles. I am very sad, though, that they will be counterattacked by the United States Ohio class. And the only reason I know that is because of a person that we brought on the radio show that had visions and saw the actual launching of the nuclear missiles. And I asked him, you know, and he said, yeah, 60% loss in Russia as well, because there's a counterstrike. But it would, the only way there could be would be the Ohio-class submarine protocol. All right. So basically, we're dealing with wholesale slaughter. What a lot of people don't know is Lebanon is a combination of Christians, very many different types of Christian sects, Druze, which are a type of, I don't know, kind of a blend of things. They have Sunnis and Shiites of equal proportion all across Lebanon, so they're not one or the other. Humongous Christian population there. So it's a very, very sad situation. In fact, it's a direct mirror of Gaza. Gaza had humongous Christian churches there. So again, this is the synagogue of Satan creating the greater Israel. Period. If you understand what the end game is, they're not going to give up on the end game. I have videos of them trying to sneak animals into the Al-Aqsa Mosque so they can start doing blood sacrifice rituals there. These entities, the Jabhat entities, are so sick, so evil, so bloodthirsty, so, words cannot describe. No wonder the true Semite Jews, the sons of Jacob that are still out there, to some degree. No wonder. No wonder they don't want anything to do about it. They know the history better than anybody else. But anyway, so we see what's happening, and it's very, very, it's a super duper sad thing when people cheer on such behavior. Let's just leave it at that. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let me go ahead and kill this and go back to the main thing. We're at the 1 hour mark. And boy, oh boy, do we got a lot more to go through. Boy, please don't let this be a 3 hour show. I don't think it will. But anyway, praise God. Thank you for hanging in there. And let's move on to the second hour. Glory to Jesus.